Okay, Simon Kuf Tzadi Zion, continuing in the dinim of burial. So these are halachas of Tachrichin and the Tahara. So Siv Vav, Lacha Shatiru is a mace. After they do the Tahara, don't leave him in the place that they did the Tahara. They should put him neged the door. All right? His Imamish just got a text about this. Imamish a minute ago. Meaning this whole thing, people can't sleep with their head towards the door, right? But you put him neged the Pesach lefnim in a bayis inside the house, and you don't turn over the board what they did the tahara on him, whatever that means. This is sakana. But anyways, when they put him neged the Pesach, so they put him feet first by the Pesach. For some reason, it became this thing that you can't sleep with your head towards the door. If anything, you can't sleep with your feet towards the door. A person should not kiss his children that died, because that's a big sakana. What exactly this is, I don't know. You shouldn't hold on to the hand of the mace and say to the mace that they should bring you with him. When they take out the mace from the house, a person should not go first. But the people that are carrying the body, then there's no kpeda. That's not a problem. But nobody else should walk ahead of the mace. Test. Let's say somebody fell by himself and he immediately died. So if there's cuts in his body and blood came out of him, and then we have to be chayshish that the blood got absorbed in his clothing and in his shoes, right? Ain matara no, so you don't do a tahara on him, right? Meaning, because if you do a tahara and you clean him, then you're not going to be burying that blood. You bury him with his clothing and his shoes. On top of his clothing, you wrap a sheet around it. That's called a soiv. And the minig is to also dig up some of the dirt that he fell there. If there's blood, anything close to it, then you bury all the dirt that has blood. Only the clothing that he was wearing. But if some of the blood spritzed out onto other clothing that he wasn't wearing, if they put the mace down on pillows or those types of things, so the blood's still coming out. That doesn't need burial. Only the blood that comes out from the actual death. You just clean it until there's no sign of any sort of blood. And then that water that you washed it down, you pour into the grave. And if blood didn't come out, you take off his clothing and mataru, and you give him tachrichin like any other mace. Somebody who drowned, you take off his clothing and his din is like other mason. But some places they bury somebody who drowned with their clothing that they were found in it. Where they were nog, they were nog. Even if blood came out from him and it stopped, but it stopped when he was still alive, and they took off his clothing, and then he lived after that. He lived some days and then he died. We do the tahara and we do tachrichin. Even though he's dirty from the blood that came out from him. You still matar him. Ki ain lochush ladam shiyazim menu b'chayev el ladam shiyazim menu b'shas misa chashinon shema hu dam nefesh. Meaning, really, we don't care about blood that came out from when it's alive. That doesn't have to be buried, but we're concerned that maybe that blood is the blood that he died with. Hashem and asara by dam nefesh, or maybe this dam nefesh mixed in with it. Yud alv yeledes shemesa machmas leida dina kaharuk. A yeledes that dies Because of birth, she has the same din as somebody who was killed. If you know that she bled a lot, we are not matar. We don't do the tara. But if she bled first, then she died. Because then, that is, there's no chashash of dama nefesh. Then you do it for her just like other mesim. And many kehilas, the minig is to give a tahara for anybody who died. And there are other minhagim, and whatever the minig is, the minig is. Okay, we should never know from these things. Yud beis aneragal yidei akum. Somebody who gets killed by a goy, afilu b'layetzim menu dam klal, even if no blood came out, kigon shenechnak, like they were choked to death. Kovin oisa kumay shenimtza. And they bury them without a, with the meaning you bury them without taking off the clothing, the shoes, without a tahara, in order to bring kedei la'alis chema, in order to bring Hashem's anger out on the mace, on the whatever, on the goyim. So my mother-in-law was killed by a car, by a goy driving, and one of the big rabbanim came there, and he said, yeah, he said, you know, they shouldn't have done a tahara. I don't know if he meant that lemaisa or not, even though it was an accident, but yeah. Fine. Yud Gimel, mace, bein Akum bein Yisrov, a mace, whether the mace is a goy or a yid, and its tachrichav are aser ba'anav, v'chein noy ha-mace and mechor megufay. Anything that's attached, any noy of a mace that's attached to his goof, go and pay a nachris, shein kshurin, a klumbus saroy. So let's say there's a foreign hair tied into the hair. Asurim ba'ano is also ba'ano. Chenem ha'yo lo shein tosevis. And if it has a false tooth, you cover imoy, it has to also be buried with him. Aval noy shein ha'mechob l'gufoy, but if it's not attached, let's say rings and stuff, mutter, v'chein noy shein ke'en gufoy. Things that are not like a part of the body, could go in tachshit and jewelry and clothing, but tar b'chol inyan are mutter in all situations. Okay, simin kuf tzadiches hilchas. I know we did this yesterday by mistake, right? But aleph im yesh meis be'ir, if there's a dead body in the city, kol b'nei er asurim b'malacha, all b'nei er are allowed to do malacha. Im yesh be'ir mamunim l'sasek b'meis, and if there are people that are appointed to be yosek in the mace, elu she'ein tzrichin l'sasek boi mutarim b'malacha, those that are not, that don't have to be yosek in and b'malacha, which is what we have now. That's why we never heard of this din that people have to, the whole community has to stop doing malacha, because we have people that are dedicated to taking care of the mace. Beis b'kfar katan im yesh mace, in a small city and there's a mace, ain shoylem b'shalom zeh lezeh, then nobody's supposed to say hello to each other. Because you can't she'ein shoylem b'shalom b'beis hakvaros. You don't ask for the shalom and beis hakvaros because she yesh shom meis afilu b'ir gedoyla. When there's a meis there, even in a gedoyla, aval kishe ain shom meis. But if there's no meis there, shalom b'richuk tal ramas min hakvarim. We ask if it's a distance of 4 amas from the kvarim, meaning if 4 amas away from a kever, you could say, because then there's no loyeg l'rush. Gimel also lalin is a meis. You're not allowed to leave over a meis overnight. Shenemar loy solim. He covers the gwena by yamahu. You have to bury him on that day. B'melinu mishum kvaydoy. And if they left him over, meaning overnight because of COVID, lavi loy aron v'tachrichin. Let's say he needed an aron, or to bring a tachrichin ashiva, or kroy v'vaysaftonim, or to bring his relatives or people to say a hesped. Mutter is mutter. D'le'asa tara elu tumi d'tali shu derech b'zayin. Because where they know this din from, that somebody was hung. So you're supposed to bury him that night. Somebody was killed by Bezdin, they hang him up. And he's supposed to be buried that night. So that's Derech B'Zayin. It's embarrassing for him to be left overnight. But when it's for it's the covered of the mace, then you can leave overnight. So a lot of times you have this with Gedolim that are Nifter like in the afternoons. There's always a big Shaila. Should they push off the funeral for their covered or just wait? Right, they've had that with Kenevsky. You find the dead body, you don't know exactly who it is. You wait and you can hold it over until you find witnesses or the wife who are coming to identify the body, so at least they'll know who it is. Okay, we'll stop there. I'm trying to make this as exciting as we can, but I don't know exactly know how to do that. But yeah. All right. Everybody should have a good night. Like we say, you should never need any of these halachas.
Thank you.
Okay.
Night.